And now on BBC Radio 3, at 9:30, it's time for Music Planet with Lopa Qatari.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to Music Planet. And to those of you who celebrated, a very happy Chinese New Year for Wednesday. 2025 is the year of the snake, a time of mystery, introspection and intelligence. So tonight, in amongst the new releases, we've got a triptych of tunes for you, chosen by Beijing producer and musician Howie Lee. But we're going to kick off Music Planet tonight with a little something from the Brazilian all-rounder, Bene Gao.
É assim, metamorfoses, redemas, e afins.
Na mente, na positividade, tudo no esquema, pensamento libertário.
Thank you.
The Total Scheme of Things from Benegal, a rapper, actor and composer from Rio de Janeiro, illustrating rather well his belief that dance can also be revolutionary. And as with the art that is indeed rap, his music always has an edge to it. His latest album, Metamorphosis, Rhythms y Afins, well, I guess you could call it his social manifesto, wrapped up in total danceability. And here's another new release for you. It's from award-winning Polish multi-instrumentalist and singer Karolina Wezgin. Although she's been on the music circuit for quite some time, Oj Wesna Krasna is her debut album. And on it, she celebrates the folk music of the Slavic communities from the Carpathian Mountains of Central Europe. Wezgin is from the southeastern part of Poland herself, along the Subcarpathian region, and comes from a family of dancers and singers. She really wanted to share her love of the music that she grew up with and the songs that her grandmother used to sing to her. The title of the album, Oj Wesna Krasna, means O Beautiful Spring, and that truly is the spirit of this record.
Tomu kosa dobre kose. Komu mila jest nosy, hej ja, hoj. Tomu kosa dobre kose. Komu mila jest nosy, hej ja, hoj. I mene by tak kosyla. I mene by tak kosyla. Koli meni mila jest nosyla. Pędu plapę, a mój milej kucierawy hej ja, tam na chory pędu plapę, a mój milej kucierawy hej ja, kucierki na nim skaczą, hej ja, hoja, kucierki na nim skaczą, kareczka za nim placzą, hej ja, kucierki na nim skaczą, hej ja, hoja, kucierki na nim skaczą, kareczka za nim placzą, hej ja, hoj. Dobre mają, na chorwaćku chyżu mają, hej ja. A jak jasja dobre mają,
whose scythe cuts well. No doubt a song to help working the land that little bit easier. It's just one of the tracks on Oy Vesna Krasna, the debut album from Karolina Węgrzyn. We're heading further east now and back in time to an album called Music from the East, an Arabic cult classic first released in 1976. It's from Egyptian musician Amar El-Sharei and his homage to another Egyptian icon, the composer Mohammed Abdel Wahab. Both of them had played a significant role in the country's music scene in film and in television. The album is being re-released next week by We Want Sounds. And I'm going to play you a piece called Eftekerni, classic stuff given the El-Sharei treatment, synths, funk and groove. And that violin you hear, well, it would be just as happy, I think, in a South Indian Carnatic setting.
Thank you. faz 5, 6, 7. O resto fica para depois. 3, 4, ao compasso vai 4, 3, 4, 1, 2. Troca e volta depois. 2, 3, 4. Daqui acorda os sapatos 5, 6, 7. O resto fica para depois.
Sultry. And I have to say that when I first heard that, I thought that she was even channeling a bit of Brian Ferry there. A definite Eastern feel to that tune. It's from Lisbon's Inês Barroso, a.k.a. Rosanna, now based in London. And it was the title track of her album, A La Portuguesa, in which she mixes all her influences and styles from jazz to psych rock and more. I'm Lofa Qatari and you're listening to Music Planet. Well, in a few minutes, we are diving into Beijing's music scene to mark the Chinese New Year that happens this Wednesday and heralds the start of the Year of the Snake. But first, here are the mighty Finnish fiddlers Frigg and Valsett from their new album, Dreamscapes.
Thank you.
tune from Frigg on their album Dreamscapes, due out in February, and a song that takes inspiration from the honeybees that slowly emerge from their winter hideaways to happily buzz around and get the spring going. Well, from bees to snakes. Wednesday, the 29th of January, is Chinese New Year, and this year it is the sixth sign of the Chinese zodiac, the snake, that will be making an entrance. And so, with that in mind, we reached out to Beijing composer and producer Howie Lee and asked him to put together three tracks that sum up for him the sound of his native city. His choices include a Beijing pop rock song with traditional elements and a more experimental take on Beijing opera. But he starts with a choral song that's often played around the new year.
Chinese music it's very subtle and it can be very, very quiet. I wasn't in Europe for a long time, 5 years before the pandemic, you know, and I realized the volume difference from, you know, Europe. And I think that in China, everything is way quieter. It's more subtle. So the instrument and the music and how you design the music is based on very small changes in our tradition. I think the first Western song I listened is Nirvana. That I was just blowing my mind, you know. I'm an electronic musician, but I'm also very into all traditional sound and folk music from China. I use a lot of traditional samples, so it's basically like putting little bit fragments from all history together with all the new technologies. My newest album, I sampled Tibetan monks. Mainly, I stayed in this monastery in Qinghai, part of the Tibet region. Then that's a very old tradition of chanting, and they have all these mantras. I have 8 mantras and transformed them into more club sound. My name is Howie Lee, and this is Beijing in 3 tracks. The first song in Chinese is called Ge Sheng Yu Wei Xiao. It means the voice and the smiles. It's from the Yinhe, the Galaxy Children's Choir. It's a song we would be singing in the kindergarten. It's always being played on the Chinese New Year's gala because it's very positive and very happy vibe. Be basically it says about I'm taking this song to you, and I want you to leave your smile behind so we can both share this song and the smile. Yeah, it's definitely very happy song. So the second track from He Yong is called Zhonggu Lou. It's a bio tower in Beijing. It's kind of a very early rock folk song in Beijing. And in this particular song, the traditional Chinese instrument called Sanxian is being used. And the three strings. The Sanxian in the song is played by He Yong's father. This instrument is mostly used for street singers. Those street singers, they combine singing and storyteller on the street. So this instrument is always played by the storytellers. So the song is about this 90s Beijing. You know, everything just come in all of a sudden. Beijing's quiet life becoming, you know, confused. I think it's a big switch for Chinese history because it was totally another different world. All this money started coming in and all these concepts. So in the 90s, people bring Western rock music into China, but they also try to use Chinese instrument in their composition as well. In this particular song, at the beginning when they play it, the Sanxian, you know, it's just, you know, bring back to Beijing instantly because it's such a significant sound of Beijing. Lastly, this track from Jason Ho is called Ding Jun Shan Yi Feng Shu Xin. The original sample is from a Beijing opera. In a way, electronic music brought to Beijing maybe in the 90s. It's actually released about 10 years ago. The artist Jason Ho is from Beijing, and the sample used in this song is very, very famous. You go to parks and you go to some open plaza, people, you know, dancing there, listening to this kind of music. It's really very common in this Chinese sound environment. Artist Jason Ho, he's doing a lot of like bass music, putting bass music together with glitchy sounds.
What an extraordinary song. Wow, roots music is definitely alive and well in Beijing's vibrant music scene. Three tracks there to bring in the Chinese New Year. Huge thanks to Howie Lee for sending those in for us. Details of all those tracks and, of course, everything else that's on tonight's programme can be found on the Radio 3 website and on BBC Sounds. Lavinia Mancusi is a quirky Italian storyteller, and A Cruda Voz, out on Liburia Records, is her most recent offering. Have a listen to this.
Snarra mala. Regarde autour de toi et dis-moi, montre-moi parmi ces gens, le reste n'est qu'illusion, oui je sais, tu es venu, nu dans ce monde, et puis tout seul. Regarde l'horizon, le ciel et la mer semblent se toucher. Ils tracent déjà la ligne de ta vie. Quand tu mourras, tu t'en iras toujours tout seul.
remercie le Messie car tu vis dans ce monstre monde miraculeux. Connaître toi toi-même, c'est vrai, parents, amis, il y en a de faux, tu es tout seul. Il faudrait bien aussi que tu saches qu'on n'a jamais le temps de tout finir. Le trépas s'y prend, guet-apens, fais ce que tu peux aussi longtemps que tu vivras. Et n'oublie pas que tu es seul.
What a fabulous bit of music. Benin's Nyonas Pedro, who used to be the lead singer of Africando and part of the mighty Orchestra Polyrythmo de Cotonou. That was Tu es tout seul, which I guess translates as, I don't know, you're all alone or you're on your own. Both, I think, fit quite well. And it's one of 12 tracks on an album called Roi de l'Agbadja Moderne, 1974 to 83, The King of Modern Agbadja, all of which Pedro recorded when he was a solo artist with his own group, the Dajes Band. Agbadja is actually a groove unique to Benin, and it's an ancient rhythm that used to be played at funerals. Well, it was Pedro who spruced it up for the modern world, hence his title as its king. This compilation of Pedro's recordings is yet another gem created by consummate crate diggers Analog Africa, and it's due for release in the next few weeks. I've got one more tune for you this week, but before I play it, Kung Hei Fat Choi, Happy New Year to those of you who celebrate it. Next week, Catherine's in the driving seat to bring you highlights from this year's Celtic Connections in Glasgow. I will be back on the 8th of February with a bit of a love fest ahead of Valentine's Day. And my special guest at the studio is going to be Luzmira Zerpa. And who knows, maybe she will be playing Cupid on that day. I leave you with the opening track of another album being reissued next month, and it's called Wapnakik, The People of the Dawn. It was first released in 1995 by a group called Sons of Membertu from Mi'kmaq, a community of Native American Indians who used to live in what is now called Canada. And it was instrumental in revitalising this community and its culture and bringing its voices to the wider world. Till next time. Good night.
Hear the song that is sung by the four winds, for it is the voice of our awakening, which heralds the rebirth of Olnoi.
Oh!
A little bonus track for the Lunar New Year. Sliding its way into today's Music Planet playlist at the end there was the Dance of the Golden Snake, performed by Heart of the Dragon Ensemble. The piece was composed in 1934 and is regularly performed at Chinese New Year celebrations. You can find details of that track and all of Lopakhitari's selections on the Music Planet page of the Radio 3 website. Next week, at the same time, Catherine Tickell will be sharing sounds encountered at this year's Celtic Connections Festival. Music Planet is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3.
BBC Radio 3, the home of live classical music. We bring the concert hall to you on Classical Live.
The audience here is ecstatic.
Specially recorded pieces and unique performances that you won't hear anywhere else.
Classical Live, weekday afternoons from 1.
To listen, just ask your smart speaker to play BBC Radio 3.
Over on our new BBC Sounds music stream, Radio 3 Unwind now, it's Night Tracks. To listen, just search for Radio 3 Unwind on BBC Sounds. It's 10:30 and time for this week's new music show with Tom Service.
Tonight, with Ada Leo Smith's 17th String Quartet, an exclusive recording for you from the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival, of an hour-long work that's an attempt to create a vision for a new America. And we'll have more performances that you just won't hear anywhere else, from the BBC Symphony Orchestra, who play a 20-minute epic by Francesca Veronelli, and we're in Germany for a jaw-dropping double bass performance from Florentin Ginot. And I've also a wonderful handful of new releases for you as well, like this beautifully bracing track from the Slovenian composer Maja Osojnik's new album, Doorways. Born, she says, from a longing to escape the city and everyday life. And she goes on, exposed I am, standing there right in the midst of it. Come closer, look inside, I open my mouth, red, doorways.